USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a trade deal is still in the works between the United States and China.
The Chinese are always negotiating. I'm very happy where we are.
The president there speaking with reporters at the White House before leaving for London. Now the president did touch down in London within the hour. Millions are expected to be browsing their phones and computers searching for online shopping deals this Cyber Monday. Amazon spokesman Kelsey Frederick tells NBC News there's things you can do if you see a particular deal you're interested in on Amazon.
If there's a particular deal that you're interested in, specifically a lightning deal, on the Amazon app you can go to watch a deal and you can set a notification for when that deal is going to go live and you'll actually get a notification on your phone.
Retail analysts forecast about $9.4 billion will be spent, that's with a B, on this Cyber Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Google is refusing to explain why it removed more than 300 ads from the Trump campaign. CBS's 60 Minutes discovered the ads were pulled off Google and YouTube while working on a story about hate speech. YouTube listed it had pulled the Trump campaign ads in its transparency report, but gave no reason why. A judge is dismissing a lawsuit against Rhode Island's new bill protecting abortion rights. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Superior Court Judge Melissa Darrigan dismissing the lawsuit that had been filed on behalf of the Catholics for Life Advocacy Group and some other activists last week. A lawyer for the plaintiffs say the decision will be appealed to the state Supreme Court. The Reproductive Privacy Act signed by Governor Gina Raimondo in June served to codify the privacy rights guaranteed by the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Roe v. Wade case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Prior to his departure to London for a NATO summit with President Donald Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke about Latin America. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That speech was delivered at the University of Louisville with Mr. Pompeo discussing some of the progress that had been made in Latin America.
In just the last few years, we've seen some truly remarkable things. Many nations have made a sharp turn towards democracy and capitalism, good government, away from dictatorship and socialism and the corruption that has been endemic in some of those countries.
Mr. Pompeo was invited to speak by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as part of the university's McConnell Center Lecture Series. I'm John Clemens.
A suspect has been hospitalized and arrested after trying to open fire at a high school in Wisconsin. Speaking with reporters, Waukesha Police Chief Russell Jack says a 17-year-old male student brought a handgun to South High School.
The school's resource officer immediately responded to the classroom. Other officers from the Waukesha Police Department and Waukesha Sheriff responded to the school and began dialogue with the suspect in an attempt to de-escalate the situation.
The suspect was taken to a local hospital and is currently in stable condition. No other students or officers were injured during the incident, and police are not looking for any other suspects. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.